The Fed meets this week and talks on Wednesday, the taper on target, and the collapse in American incomes. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, July 28th. First, this week's calendar. New home sales fell hard, 8% last month. We may get some clarity about the real estate market on Monday when the National Association of Realtors releases its pending home sales numbers for June. On Wednesday, we'll get GDP figures for the second quarter, April, May, June. And on Friday, the employment report for July. For what it's worth, the consensus call for the unemployment rate is still 6.1%, unchanged. And there is another two-day Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meeting on Tuesday and Wednesday, with announcements after the meetings on Wednesday. Presumably, the Fed will continue tapering its bond buying money printing operation by another $10 billion a month. You know, the Fed was buying $85 billion a month in the quantitative easing operation, but it's cut it at the rate of about $10 billion a month since earlier this year, down now to $35 billion a month, and expected to cut that to $25 billion in August. And the Fed head Janet Yellen has confirmed that the current plan is for the program to come to an end in October. But the Fed has been funding more than the entire deficit with this bond buying business. What happens when the biggest buyer of them all is no longer in the market? Remove the demand from one of the biggest buyers in any market, and we would expect prices to come down. When bond prices fall, rates go up. So one can reasonably expect the stock market to reel with higher interest rates and with the ending of the Fed's money printing pipeline. But what will the Fed do when Wall Street screams in anguish about the pain of higher rates, especially at election time this fall? Buckle up, because we are entering a period of heightened risk to the stock and bond markets, and indeed to the entire economy. An interesting weekend report in the New York Times that confirms what we all know about the ending of the American dream. It's a story that is familiar to Freedom and Prosperity subscribers. In the 10 years from 2003 to 2013, the inflation-adjusted net worth of the median household has fallen a staggering 36%. Now, you don't need to hear again about how the wealthy have grown wealthier, but that's part of the story too in the Times if you'd like to look it up. None of this happened because the moon's in the seventh house or because Jupiter aligns with Mars. It has happened because of bad policy choices. And those bad policy choices continue to this day. The calamity of this nation's economic choices are matched only by the disaster of its foreign policy. Al-Qaeda was not even in Iraq when we started that war. Now an even more virulent strain of jihadism is pressing its advantage in Iraq. In fact, the latest news that ISIS is really on the move in ways that are not really fully reported in this country. And Obama's illegal Tomahawk war in Libya has led inexorably to the evacuation this weekend of our embassy in Tripoli. And we haven't even recovered from the 2008 meltdown yet. We haven't even recovered from the last elective war, and we may not at this rate. But if we get into another war, if we find ourselves in a proxy war with Russia over Ukraine, we will find ourselves as well looking like France. And France has a per capita income that's 30% lower than our own. And that's your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.